Before the episode kick off, just want to let y'all know it's hard as hell to get a group of people together with their work schedules and available to come at the same time. So me and my girl did this podcast together, and then I called people and I had people like send their voice messages in responding to the songs that you guys sent me. So if you could hear a little bit of where it's like, you know, me and her in the same room, but then you hear it kind of switch and it's like, this person obviously isn't sitting with them. Like, that's why. So I want y'all to have a good amount of opinions on y'all music. So I called people, like I said, and had them send me voice messages responding to y'all songs. So, hey, the Brain Surfing Podcast. Hope you enjoy. Out like fuck rap, this Melly Mel if I had to, got two T's with me, I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos, it's up. Audio sounds best on Amazon Music or Spotify. I'm not sure what happened with the Apple audio, but check it out there. Thank you. What's going on, world? It's your homeboy Cuff with the Brain Surfing Podcast. And going straight to it, you had a whole little Minnesota versus Wisconsin thing going on recently. And to be honest with y'all, growing up, I was never a fan of much Minnesota music. But I was impressed by some of the things I heard by a few artists. And then a few days went by, and I think it was Dolo Solo or something like that on Facebook. I might fuck his name up. But anyway, Dolo Harris. There we go. Dolo Harris went live, and he was playing Minnesota artist music. He was having people send music in, and you know what I'm saying? Just seeing what the chat thought about the music. And I heard a couple songs. I'm like, damn. Like, Minnesota low-key got some heat. Now, I also heard a lot of bullshit, too. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, it's going to come with it. So, today, me and my girl are going to take a little time to go through a few. Some of these songs I already heard. Most of them, she's never heard. 90% of these songs, she's never heard. I've already heard all of them at least once or twice. And she from Chicago.
Baby, 99.9% of these songs I ain't never heard.
Yeah, she ain't heard none of this shit. Yeah, just say that, clear that up. But I heard all these songs at least one time. A couple of them I heard 4 or 5, shit, maybe 10 times. Because I'm not going to lie, it's some bangers in here.
And let me just say this, so y'all pop on here and be like, oh, she from Chicago, she going to be hating anyway. But I don't even know what the fuck they got going on there. Besides, like, my little brother and my little cousins, my family that do music. I don't know what the fuck they got going on there. So don't come popping on here. Because I give my honest opinion, and you might not be popping. That's where you live. I'm just I don't want no smoke back. Pull up on me. All
right, so we going to hop in this thing. Let me see.
Because there better be some fire. Because I work overnight, baby, so. All
right, so this first.
Be coming with it.
So this first artist, his name is Bills, and this song is called Different.
Hey, yo, Fetty, man. Throw some sauce on it.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, when I heard this one, Drake. I was like, well, Drake, nah.
I don't like it. I was gonna say, I see he tried to do that, but I don't like that little. Barlow's gone, I miss him. After me, fuck my niggas. I just fucked the whole off tender.
He look
young, boy.
He look young.
I be on the way, real members, killers. I be in the trench, cool, chilling. Claim I switched, no, I didn't. Heard you snitching and fucked up your image. Every day you get jumped by your niggas. Got them hoping somebody forgive
them. It's got that quicksand beat just a little bit, but like slow down.
Low key, it kind of do got that quicksand beat a little bit.
Why people all in my business like they really know how I'm feeling, like they really live how I'm living. What time I was still in the trenches, ain't none of this fiction. This pain, I hope nobody feel it. This job got me deep in my feelings. I got addicted to fast living. I never change, that be y'all flipping. I know it's best to keep my distance, so I stay away from these fuck niggas. And they know that I know they not friends, they foes. I won't fold at all. I'ma stand my ground. If I blow, gang go blow. We go fan, I'm down for sure.
I mean, it ain't bad, you know. I still think I'm in my turn up era, but like, this ain't bad.
Yeah, this ain't really your type of and I want to introduce that too. Let me hit pause real quick. Let me hit pause. I'm happy you said that. Excuse me. I also wanted to say before we started too, we're very similar, but you can give your opinion though. When it comes to music, I listen to like some of everything. There's some rock songs I fuck with, country music, the old school hip hop, the new school hip hop, all of that. Now, for a good period of time, I wasn't fucking with none of that auto-tune shit, none of that, you know what I'm saying? But as time went on, I learned to accept and appreciate the talent behind it. This song I fuck with hard, though, but I just want to let y'all know, like, I fuck with some of all music, and...
Excuse me, I'm dying. My thing is, I feel like this relates to these, look, the younger crowd. Let me tell you something about me. I listen to a lot of different music, too. Oh, shit. I listen to a lot of different music, too, but I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I am set in. I love, if it has an older vibe to it, you're more than likely to catch me. Whether it's some turn up, smooth, R&B, whatever, damn near if you have that older vibe, I'm more than likely to listen to it, as far as that. But I do listen to everything because I grew up in suburbia. Baby, I grew up watching the VH1 Pop-Up Radio.
So that's our way of letting y'all know we are not biased at all. And we listen to some of everything. But this song right here, I fuck with this song. I added this to a few of my playlists. And yeah, Bills, I got a couple of his songs on here. I fuck with this
one. It reminds me of something the little young generation to relate to.
What would you rate it out of 10?
For me, I give it like a little 6-7. But that's because this ain't nothing that I for real believe.
Right. But like, you know, when I turn shit like this on the car, yeah, this ain't your vibe. Yeah.
I could hear, feel the little teenagers and their little hearts and feelings listening to this, like 18 and 19 year olds, maybe little young 20 year olds.
Yeah, I fuck with it. I fuck with it though. I'm gonna let this one rock out a little bit more and we're gonna get to his next song.
Love that for y'all.
But once again, this is Bills' song called Different.
You be great, Bills.
Like game, but you really the police. Niggas gon' pay me, is that what they owe me? Better stay back, you get clapped when up on me. Catch me in MOA, big rats on me. They know that I know they not friends, they foes. I won't fold at all. I'ma stand my ground. If I blow, gang go blow. We go fan, I'm down for sure. Wipe his nose. She hit me so different. Barlow's gone, I miss him. After me, fuck my niggas. I just fuck the whole.
See, I be liking this emotional ass shit. You know, I fuck with this little, like a little hood, emotional gangster type. You know what I mean? I don't know. I fuck with that type of shit.
I can't get past a teenage boy walking down the street with headphones listening to this shit in their fifis. Do they say that?
And I do get what you're saying, too. I get what you're saying.
But, or I can see old niggas that might have, like, some young little nephews, a teenage, and they still trying to keep hope alive. And they be like, yeah, y'all heard that little nephew? Like, they like this. Trying to relate. That's what it's giving. But, Bills, no disrespect, baby. You be great.
Yeah, Different. Did y'all hear Different? It was by, I'm not sure how to pronounce the name. It was like B-I-L-I-Z.
No, it's B-I-L-L-Z. That's Bills. Bill, a song called Different.
Okay. I thought that was
So how you feel about that song, Bill's Different?
I said 8 out of 10. I love that beat.
That song go crazy.
It did have a nice little beat to it, yeah.
You know, Tamika said that song remind her of that song Quicksand.
Yeah,
So y'all like that one.
Yeah, y'all like that one.
He actually got a good amount of good songs, I ain't gonna lie. And y'all do. Hey, I like how y'all commentary for the episode too. So I'm definitely gonna do what I'm gonna do is next time I'm gonna actually call y'all and have y'all listen to the songs with me. And then we all give our takes together and do a full episode like that.
Because I like those songs, like that song, and then the Top Dollar P Will.
Yeah.
I feel like those would be top two. Like you put those. Ask people how which one they like the best. I feel like those would be top tier right there.
So the next song we got coming up is once again it's Bills, and this song is called "Lay You Down." I think
ladies.
This one you're gonna fuck with.
This one, ladies.
This my shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna try not to sing along.
Please don't. Let
Girl, I know you gon' love it when I lay you down. You look so good, I wanna taste you now. Slide and put it on you, yeah, I lays it down. When I lay you down, when we fuck, I pick you up, carry you like luggage. Ain't Ain't no better place for us than with each other. Girl, I love when we fucking. That's my bitch, we getting bustin'. In the spots that pussy coming, I'm a bad mom.
Got some radio appeal to it.
Straight up, you do.
Lay you down, lay you down. Lay you down, lay you down, lay you down. Baby, when we fuck, you won't regret it. Won't regret it. Pussy no. Drip, don't need no spitter, none of wedding. No. Like the Panther. We supposed to be just fucking, but we fell in love.
Yeah, this
guy radio feels good. I fuck with this one.
It's so good to me. Make sure I fuck her every day of the week. Go lay it down.
Once again, this is Bill's song called Lay You Down.
Girl, I know you gon' love it when I lay you down.
I'll give it an 8.
Okay,
it's
okay.
It's not radio appeal, but that's what you got.
I like it.
Not only that, these little strippers can dance to this if they don't expect me.
Low key, yeah. Low key, you right.
I know.
You right. You right, though.
I
yeah.
know. Because in my real life, I was a stripper. No, I'm just like. Nah, I got some radio up here.
Lay you down, lay you down. First, I'm a puppy, I'm gonna come and lay you down. We gon' go some rounds and some other rounds.
The next artist is your boy right here.
You got some Fitty Tyson on here? Oh. Let me stop playing before you look me up and come for my ass, bro.
I should have put some 50 tights in all
that. That's
my bitch, we getting bustin'. In the spots that pussy coming, I'm a bad motherfucker.
The next song, the next artist is John Ray. Song called Is You Cool.
Shout out to Hill, he watched my snap. He probably was like, who the fuck is this black person? Yeah, I know, but I do fuck with John Ray.
Talking about your nigga bitching. I don't get no fuck. I just want to see you shake it with a plug inside your butt. Talking about you can't come without your friend. Well, I hope she like nut. She could suck the dick and you could catch it when I buck. And I vowed to never trust another hoe. Them bitches sluts get to know. Bitch, I'm walking through the door. Who wanna fuck? When me and her get off the drugs, she treat the dick like it's a sub. Bitch, I'm wit like out of 10. I swear to God, it's hoed up. Last bitch was playing with my heart on gang. I beat
I'm gonna
her.
Continue to say this. He is, y'all, the baby of Minneapolis. And the reason why I say that is because it's similar in the wit and wordplay and the little... The little
his wittiness,
yeah, there you go. Like,
it's kind of
for something else.
A horny ass gangster
wit, but yeah. And then there's a lot of jokes and time in there, so
yeah.
He gives me, and then his music videos are usually something funny, so it gives me the Minneapolis name. He probably don't like that, but I'm sure he's there. But I still fuck him. Yeah, Glow. I don't know, I feel like I should put it in there.
Low key, it do sound like that could come out of nowhere. Yeah, Glow. Hell no.
Free Big Glow.
She done tatted Betty Boo. She say that a pussy tight with bro, them about to make it loose. I was trapping off a boost and had it shaking up a deuce. Tell that nigga, tell the truth. You had him shaking in his boots. Bought some packs from out of state. Them bitches landed today. Yeah, I'm about to cut you off because you don't do the shit that I say. Yeah, you hot, but is you cool? Nah, you not, but is you cool? Yeah, y'all brother made the news because he got hit with 62s. And y'all brother made the news because he got hit with 62s. I know you hot, but is you cool? Is you cool? I know you hot, but is you cool? Is you cool? What the fuck? Bitch, don't act like you the shit. Cause
and I kind of like his voice. Like, it's a good. Good tone for it.
To me, he got a good. He kind of got the little. He got most of the package as far as like to make it on some big time type shit.
Yeah.
Talking about your nigga bitching. I don't get no fuck. I just want to see you shake it. Plug inside your butt. Talking about you can't come without your friend. Well, I hope she like nut.
She could suck the dick and you could catch it when I buck. Is you cool? All
right, so this next artist, what would you rate that song?
I fuck with it. I still say like an 8, and I fuck with John Ray.
All right, cool. I know you like his more turn up type shit more.
Nah, but that's cool.
This next artist is an actual very popular artist from Minnesota, Prof, the white boy. And this song's called Payday featuring John Ray.
Okay.
Prof is real goofy too.
It ain't mine yet, but I'ma keep that.
Okay, when I say 99.9%, he the 1%, because I feel like I this the one.
I've played it before, I think.
Yeah, this one was the video. Yeah, I like this one. The video sells it too, by the way. If y'all haven't seen the video, shout out to the video. That's why I said, like, the baby, that vibe. Like, y'all would have, they would have popped back in the 2000s for real when those, like,
this video looks like some shit the baby will do.
Yeah, like it's giving goofy. They have fun.
This one, he gave me a little bit of Ludacris vibes too.
That's why I said like it reminded me of that 2000. Like remember when like Luda, I guess would be the best. He had like them goofy like videos.
Even Missy Elliott, yeah, like, you know, a little different, but yeah,
they would have hit them times. Say, I need to get paid. I need a good drink. I need to get laid. How about a good shrink? Give me a good grade. I'm right there on the brink. I need to get saved. True. I'm Ricky Henderson. It's all about the Benjamins. Ever seen a gentleman on a regiment of venison? Better tell a friend. If you see me at the club, just keep shaking your gelatin. That's a payday. Come up on a lick. That's a payday. Yeah, I like this. Come across a brick. That's a payday. Payday. Shout out for them. I like the video. It's cool.
Spend a few bands on a wristwatch. Put it in the camera like a TikTok. Like a TikTok? Big rock, stuff it in a Ziploc. 7 on the belt, that's hip hop. Niggas hate it on us and we still pop. Pill pop, and I got a spook cause I will pop. Really gonna be mad when the deal drop.
You like Justin Bieber?
Block 19, that's real pop. Make hoes come quick like Mayday. Don't try me, I'm psycho. Make coke jump back like Michael. I'm sick, might check my vitals. Them clowns, they ops, they rivals. Big number like I hit that lotto. Hand out, let me hit that bottle. Bad bitch, she wet, she Fiji. Y'all be number two like Gigi. Tell the bitch, bring it back like a receipt. Big dog, but they get it for the free. One play, 10K, that's easy. And I been on top like season. Won't none but hair like Beavis. Real niggas get crossed like Jesus. But it's a payday.
The sound qualities of these songs are very well. Love that people, I mean, I guess it's 2024. I shouldn't be that shocked. People got access.
Nah, some
to
people, like I say, if you would have been here when that dude went live, Dolo Harris, once again, Dolo Harris, check him out on Facebook and shit. But if you was here with his plans for this shit, some of them sounded terrible.
I ain't gonna love that. Yeah, but so far, I'm kind of, you know.
All right, so this next song, now this is some shit you fuck with for sure. Your boy John Ray again. Song called Shake Some. It ain't mine yet, but
I'ma keep that. You know, for the record, shit, man. I think
I'm gonna eat. Lately, I've been walking around with like 5. She wet as hell, like she raining. That ratchet pussy got me faded. Hit a lit, I was out of gas, but I prayed to God and the Chevy made it. I'm Superman with a bigger cape, I done worked it out, I'm in better shape. Pin a party with a 30 on me, look a stiff as hell trying to walk. I just do this shit for my block, then Balenciaga's not socks. I done ate a pussy off yachts, now I'm in a throat like I'm the doc. Went from stuffing rocks in the rocks, to getting Magic City by the box. Dirty shots will make you block, but they don't see him till he hot. Dirty man say he not. I'ma fuck that pussy like
this beat be going crazy. Shout out to whoever his little producer sound.
Yeah, his beat
maker,
be hard.
Maker, whoever.
Yeah, this shit be hard. Catch me off in a VIP, really thumbing
bands, playing bombs out. Lately, I've been walking around with like
my
five.
Bad.
She wet as hell like she rain. Guaranteed to pull a bond out. Catch me off in a VIP, really thumbing bands, playing bombs out.
Because I love a good bass.
You can shake a little left, you can shake a little left, you can shake a little left. Girl, fuck your nigga, he not on a crumb.
Yo, nigga ain't got no check.
Girl, fuck your nigga, he not on a crumb.
Yo, nigga ain't got no check.
You can shake a little left, you can shake a little left, you can shake a little left, you can shake a little left. Girl, fuck your nigga, he not on a crumb.
Yo, nigga ain't got no check.
Girl, fuck your nigga, he not on a crumb.
Yo, nigga ain't got no check.
Say that, little bitch. I hit your hoe, scratch her right off the list.
She gone.
She fucking a six. VB's on me, I ain't talking my
this
shit.
This one featuring somebody?
I don't know how to say his name. EDAI 600.
Love that for him.
Fuck Letterman. Fuck off a bag, get it back, then I flex it. I used to get dog from the Mexicans. I used to get all of the
action. Like somebody.
I could blow a little bag if you let me. I might. Bitch, I'm a dog, come and pet me. Cut her off, I ain't fucking with friendly. Fuck on. Nigga be always pretending. Niggas won't start, they won't finish. None. You can shake a little ass to this. Go ahead. I'ma blow a bag, little bitch. Hot box on a hot car. Yo, bitch, she a thot thot. I wake up in morning, I'm smoking on Zaza. I be with them steppers, we don't do the cha cha. I post in the trap, I was selling the gaga. I wake up new whip, I'm like tada. Tada. Go shake that ass, I'ma throw a little dollar, bitch.
I almost said, take off. Or offset, offset.
I don't know, but he sound like somebody.
Girl, fuck your nigga, he not on a crumb.
Yo, nigga ain't got no check.
Girl, fuck your nigga, he not on a crumb.
Yo, nigga ain't got no check.
You can shake a little leg to this.
Shout out to the strippers, go crazy, ladies. Shay song.
Girl, fuck your nigga, he not on a crumb.
Yo, nigga ain't got no check.
Yo, y'all he be having y'all saying that shit in on Snapchat. I be looking. I do.
Y'all fuck with John Ray shit. His shit go hard. This next.
Yo, what's going on, world? It's your homeboy Cuff for raw, uncensored, behind the scene content. Same type of topics, but way more raw. Subscribe to the Patreon tier on Spotify for only $2.99 per month. Once again, the Patreon tier on Spotify for only $2.99 per month. Appreciate y'all either way we go. Keep catching these waves.
Song is Speed It Up by Mac Turner.
Oh, shit.
Fucking with that type of sample is dangerous. Let's see what he do with it.
Oh, shit.
Candles, spending night, I'm on your wheels like Gucci sandals. Yeah, girls in that low, I'ma come through, beat it up, beat it up. I'ma slow it down, speed it up, might pull it out, eat it up, make a mess, then clean it up, light up them candles. Girl, tonight I'm on your wheels like Gucci sandals. Girl, drop that low and that's where I'ma come finna beat it up, beat it up. I'ma slow it down, speed it up, that speed it up. Might pull it out, eat it up, make a mess, then clean it up, clean it up. Me and my shorty, we got an inseparable vibe. Still get the chills when our lips intertwine, and we body to body. On, I'm hitting that spot when I leave.
Once again, I'm a little biased because I'm sold already. Two things, because it's Luther Vandross, man. You know I'm from Chicago, so the twister. So I'm fucking sold.
Cash, be throwing him back now. TNT, I be pulling back out. Get away cause I'm throwing the treasure. Yeah. She let it get drunk and nasty. Off the roof, she be gobbling, gobbling. I call her my slime cause she get it creamy whenever she sliding on top of it. Think I just heard her. Who is that at the door? She said it's a friend, but she got a
she killed that shit.
She got a brown skin friend. Look like Janet Jackson told me. Don't tap in, look like you can crack it. Light up them candles. Fading night, I'm on your wheels like Gucci sandals. Yeah, girls in that low, I'ma come through, beat it up, beat it up. I'ma slow it down, speed it up, might pull it out, eat it up, make a mess, then clean it up, light up them candles, girl. Tonight I'm on your wheels like Gucci sandals. Girl, drop that low and that's where I'ma come finna beat it up, I'ma slow it down, speed it up, that speed it up, might pull it out, eat it up, make a mess, then clean it up, clean it up.
That was Mac Turner with Speed It Up. What you rate that one?
All right, Mac, you get a strong 9 out of me because this took me back to where I could see kids doing this on like TikTok, little people in the hood.
And you know what?
This,
it's so funny you said it.
Videos on Snapchat.
When this played, when that song played, I'm going to run it back. While we talking, I'm going to run it back. But when that song played, that was the most thing commented by everybody. Hey, I can see this on TikTok. Hey, I got a TikTok dance for you, bro. Yeah. It should be on TikTok. Everybody was saying that shit.
Absolutely.
They said that speed up. They said either speed it up part or that not.
Absolutely. Whatever the case may be, it has that appeal to it. And even if it takes me back to when I was younger, so like if social media was more of a thing, like the Snapchat and recording yourself. You know,
this could be a hit, you think, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a strong notch for me.
I'm a little bit more play, y'all. My bad. I hope y'all feeling it, because I don't see how you couldn't be.
Mac who?
Mac Turner. Speed
love,
it up.
Love that for you, Mac. You get the Chi-Town approval. There's niggas in the city that fuck with it. Especially little thotty body hoes. This getting played at a juke party, baby. Just know that. I'm gonna put this on. My baby daddy family need to hear this. They do dance to this. They be outside.
TNT, I be throwing the bag out. Get away cause I'm throwing the treasure.
She let it get drunk and nasty. Off the roof, she be gobbling, gobbling. I call her my slime, cause she get it creamy whenever she sliding on top of it. Think I just heard her. Who is that at the door?
She said, long ass knock, though.
She got brown skin, friend, look like Janet Jackson told me. Don't tap in, look like you can crack light up them candles.
All right, so that's a hit, man. We definitely agree on that one. That could be some shit. See a video to it, TikTok dance to it. I can see that shit blowing up. I feel the same way about some of them Bill songs too, though.
It has street appeal, so like, you know how even if it don't like blow up to the radio, like the hood motherfuckers play with this. This is gonna get played at the party when they slow it down at the club, especially in your hood, inner city, whether it's here, Chicago, it's gonna get some play like that.
Also, I added this to our little playlist for when we have like a
baby making sessions, baby. We don't have no kids.
I was saying the barbecue shit.
Oh, oh, wrong B. Oh, whoa. My bad.
All right, so this next song, we actually had him on the podcast before. I want to say he's the first artist we interviewed.
Oh, shit.
But the homeboy Breezy Too Fresh. The song is called Tantrum. Man, he was featuring Finding Nemo.
Hmm. Houston, we have a problem.
I meet tomorrow with the parent, yo. This is oversoul unity. Is Breezy ever gonna fold? No, this is not an origami team. Norigami with the god aura. No shrine, no oracle. Men who dare trying to see the breeze. You know that question is rhetorical. Since I'm aiming for the stars, you can say your favorite rapper in the horoscope. Emphasis on the horror, though. Big bull horns, no Taurus, though. Keep it wavy like a Pisces. Out of my
Boy, you get big points right there, gang, gang.
I knew you was gonna like that line.
Sold. Clearly, I'm a Pisces. That amp bop up. I mean, my energy conquers, probably why all the energy concerned. I'ma hit him with no warning. I'ma spread like a cancer. When they ask you sick with it, no, it's this nigga, Young Breezy be the answer. That's a nice little line.
Yeah, he got some nice little punchlines and little punchlines and metaphors, my bad.
I'm just trying to get the family in. Packed it out just like a family band. Did it without no companion. This shit for all of my foes. I got them feeling exposed. They trying to copy the flow. You trying to keep up with a hoe. I just been chasing the dough. Labels been blowing me up every day, but I promise they won't get a message from me. Just entertaining like Cirque du Soleil, but they won't even get a percentage from me. You go to Gucci to cop a new wallet when me and my niggas just finish our teeth. We skipping the lines, we skipping the fees. You bitches are way too defensive for me. You bitches are way too expensive for me. And body count way too extensive for me. You DM a nigga to get you a bag, and that shit is way too offensive for me. I just wake up every day, get to the cake. That is a wonderful day. You just want to eat up my plate. What can I say? Just know that I can't relate.
Houston, we have a problem.
Love that.
Fuck with it.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, okay. The next song is same artist, Breezy Too Fresh. Song called Nasty Bitch featuring. Damn. Is it East SJ? I don't know how to say her name, but yeah.
Like, she dressed classy, but I bet she nasty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, tell her, like, shit, throw that back, shit, throw that back, yeah, throw that back. I want you to throw that back, yeah, all this cash, you see all this cash. Talking about all this cash, I'ma throw like all this cash.
Shawty a nasty bitch, but she dressed like a classy bitch. Can't be no basic, she can't be no average. Shawty know she immaculate. She looking good with no makeup, no pimples, but we get it popping like agony. Poppin'. Mrs. Finesse, that booty a blessing. I know she a lady out in the streets, but if I get her home, she gon' be a freak. Damn, Shawty, you nasty. Booty on you look expensive, but it's all natural. She got a fatty, know she got problems with her father. Cause when I'm deep in it, she calling me daddy. Got club high.
Oh, I feel like this will appeal more to me. Catch me on a drunk night, maybe.
Right.
I might hear and be like, hey. I do. It might take a few times. It ain't bad, but for sure it probably appeal to me more in my drunken state.
The thing with him is, it's hard to say any song is bad because he can actually rap for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't like everything, and this one is, this ain't my type of shit right here.
I can see this appealing to me when I'm drunk.
Like all this shawty's a nasty bitch, but she dressed like a classy bitch. Can't be no basic, she can't be no average.
about to eat margaritas in or something like that.
Mrs. Finesse, and that booty a blessing. I know she a lady out in the streets, but if I get her home, she gonna be a freak.
He get me home, I'ma make him weep. He gonna be crying. Get on his fucking knees, not used to kneeling. He never fuck with a queen. Keep on my crown when I throw it back. He wants some more of that. He love my hoe as shit. Birds of a feather, we fuck hoes together. He busting, I'm sitting up throwing cash. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. I'ma lick it off and let my homegirl have some. Yeah. Nigga nastier than me, I never had one. But if I meet him the time and no demon, he probably gon' stop me if I get really on J.
Throw that bag. Yeah, I'm for sure amping this shit up when I'm drunk.
All this cash, you see all this cash. Talking about all this cash, I'ma throw like all this. Shawty a nasty bitch, but she dressed like a classy bitch. Can't be no basic, she can't be no average. Shawty know she immaculate. She looking good with no makeup, no pimples, but we get it popping like agony. Mrs. Finesse, that booty a blessing. I know she a lady out in the streets, but if I get her home, she gonna be a freak.
What kind of freak?
Alright. So right now, I give it an 8 in my drunken state. That's a strong 9.5. I can see that.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I thought you would like. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie.
I gave it an 8. I fuck with it.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. So what song did you guys want to hear?
Obviously. Booty is a blessing.
No. Just stop.
Come on.
Booty is a blessing.
Don't have that.
Is Breezy Too Fresh?
Hey, we finna listen to some Breezy
Too Fresh.
All right, let's get it on.
Is it?
Yeah. There you go.
Houston, we have a problem.
I'll meet tomorrow with the parent, yo. This is oversold unity. Is Breezy ever gonna fold? No, this is not an oregano.
Yeah, the bars. Here we go.
Insane,
it. Yes, it is. We just gotta wait.
Young might just be the champion. I'm just trying to get
out of the way.
This is wrong, it. Song.
Hold on, wait.
Wait. Oh, yeah, this stuff definitely.
Damn.
Look shorty over there looking deep.
I think this.
She dressed classy, but I bet she nasty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, tell her like, yeah, throw that back.
You see all this cash, talking about all this cash, I'ma throw like all this cash.
Blessing, I know she a lady out.
Yeah, totally your bloody, yeah. Throw that back.
No, you got the cash.
All this cash. Throw it back.
Just like a class bitch. Can't be no basic. Can't be no average. Shawty know she immaculate. She looking good with no makeup, no pimples, but we get it popping like agony.
I wish y'all could see these dance moves.
Boy, you know you don't got no dance moves.
Man, you always hating on somebody. Hey, she sound fine, I ain't gonna lie.
You!
What's wrong with you, man?
Throw that back. Throw that cash. I know you got the cash, though. Throw it back. Bless it. Booty a blessing.
Wake up. Yeah,
produced by Derrick and Malia.
Yeah, I like that song, huh?
Don't mess with this.
Breezy, too fresh. The kids like it, man. Shout out to you. Now, we're getting to the more important. Now, first and foremost, every song you heard so far, you can get on Apple Music. So make sure you look up all these artists, because I'm fucking with damn near all of it. You heard my comments on all of them, so you know what it is. But now we're going to move to a few artists where, from what I know of these artists, first of all, I have not clicked on these songs yet. I think these artists make music different than what I usually listen to and different than what you usually listen to. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Let's see what we got. All right, so this first song is P. Will. The song is called Top Dog.
Turn me up, Sly.
And a couple of these artists that's going to play now, I think like two of them is from, like one from Wisconsin and one from somewhere else. It's not Minnesota, but still majority Minnesota.
You sound like a Minnesotan when you said that.
Screaming what a fire, shoot a past the rock, just don't drop a dime. More money, more problems, I'm rich so it's fine. That was not a three, your foot was on the line. Hard in the paint, I'm putting it all in their face. It's too effortless like it, they trying to guard me but they can't. I'm the one that ain't have a way but always made a way. Do this for my baby girl and I'm on forever straight. I ain't used to have none, now I got something, it's a blessing. Baby, I'm
a little baby vibes.
Low key.
Message. Everybody in my family count on me, but I ain't stressed. I'ma forever have love for the game. I'm a man now, mama, I done really made it out. I'm in love with what I do and I get love from the crowds. And I'm always posted up cause we the ones that run the town. Giving me the run around, you know you thinking out of bounds. I wasn't thinking about you then and I ain't thinking about you now. I got too short of a temper, blow the whistle, call you out.
And you know what? I'm slipping because I'm listening to it and it's coming back to me. I think this is actually the song that someone made as a Timberwolves anthem. That's why he's saying all this Anthony Edwards, your foot was on the line, that was out of bounds, technical foul. That's why he's saying all these basketball references. I could be wrong, but I think this is actually a song somebody made as a Timberwolves anthem.
Caught up in the mixture, I'm the one that's standing out. They can hate me regardless. They can't stop me from balling. I got too much potential. I can sell out the Target. Take a flight to New York. Then sell out the Garden. I'm the top dog. Screaming what a fire. Shoot a past the rock. Just don't drop a dime. More money, more problems. I'm rich, so it's fine. That was not a three. Your foot was on the line. Hard in the paint. I'm putting it all in their face. It's too effortless like it. They trying to guard me, but they can't. I'm the one that ain't have a way, but always made a way. Do this for my baby girl.
And I like that.
Yeah, it's a good anthem song. I fuck with it. That's P. Will with Top Dog.
Yeah, I like that. It's definitely giving me a little baby vibes, man.
We can do Top Dog by P. Will.
Top Dog by P. Will. That's actually, I think that's a Minnesota Timberwolves anthem. Somebody here made that for the T-Wolves.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say, when I was listening to it, I mess with it. Give me like a pregame type vibe. It's a 9.5.
Ooh, okay.
It made me want to go harder, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Go harder. That's 10 skates on the playlist.
Okay.
Yeah, like I feel like it was like you know, real good wordplay and it had like a really good flow to it. I like that song. I said 9 out of 10.
Okay.
I add that to my playlist for this weekend for our game. I'm going to show this today. It give me like a hype vibe. Want to go harder.
Okay.
Add
that to the playlist. Y'all say y'all both going to add to y'all playlist to listen to before the game?
Sure, I like that.
Okay, hey, well, look, shout out to P. Will, man. You definitely got two people right there gonna have your song on their playlist. So, job well done. Lit Lord Fresco, Chinese food and mota. Lit Lord Fresco, Chinese food and mota.
Ni hao. Ooh. Let me get the number two plate. Half on the rice and the noodles, Beijing beef, a cup out chicken.
This is
plate.
Lil.
Don't fuck around, I keep it on with myself. Maneuvering through the doubts, watching my surroundings, learn to move around. I would have had you thinking I was mute, the way I didn't make a sound.
dicen, no actúo como mexicano, but I'm proud to be brown. All lives matter, you can't put me down. Soñador de la vida, truly started from the ground. Every day I put in work so much and I'm ready to learn. Enough to keep me in the game, it's not a race. I'ma get there at my own pace, no haste. But I gotta stay relevant, remain on everybody's heads. Run up under the blunt, excel at the pen, this is trick again. Meshing my words with these thoughts on this paper.
Why can't I see this being played on Lil Dicky's show? Like, you know how you be having the random music and shit. This,
yeah,
this
no, I agree.
Lil Dicky or something.
I agree, and it's so crazy, like. I'm gonna sound like a hater. I want to say it's weak, but I kind of fuck with it though.
I feel like this is some random shit that'll be playing on one of the shows we watch. In particular, like Lil Dicky just come into mind. That's my name, whatever, Dave. Like, just like some shit that'll be playing in the background randomly. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right though.
Gives me the
vibes. Yeah, straight up though.
So that means, you got potential to go mainstream because shit like this just randomly be taking the fuck off.
Who gonna stop me? Shit, what's so deep? Who gonna stop me?
Somebody have been to use that shit.
Who gonna stop me?
This is what it is. This song has multiple parts where it could be used. Somebody could use it for like a TikTok or something like that. It has a bunch of different little things where it could be used, where it could possibly
hella
go
potential.
Viral. And you might find it on a next season of Lil Dave's
shit. I'll say not my kind of music, but I appreciate it. I respect it. It is not bad at all. Like, nah, I could,
I just gave you the breakdown of the potential that it could go.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly what she said. I don't got to elaborate. Exactly what she said.
I know these things. Why am I rich? Okay. Y'all let me know. I could be rich too.
A Lit Lord Fresco, 11 out of 10. Immediately when the song played, already was hooked. Like I said, loved the language switch and the flow was top tier. He kind of sounded like that OG or OT Mexican rapper that's out right now. He sounds similar to that guy. And I like that guy's music. Anyways, the voice and the beat together, you know, made me bop my head. So I think, that was probably the best one. Like I actually felt my body moving, unintentionally. So definitely 11 out of 10, would recommend to
Chinese food in Mota.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about that song?
You can go first. If I'm being honest, I ain't really like it. I'm like, I was just like, wasn't clear on like, you know, what the topic of the song, you know, was about.
Right.
It was like about a lot of different, like, you know, things. I don't know. I don't think it was for me.
You know, it's so crazy. I hate always saying it. My dad always said it to me, and I think he was wrong. But your little ass remind me of me so much because at your age, I didn't like no music if it didn't, like, it had to make sense. It couldn't be like all over the place just saying random stuff because it sound good. Now at this age, I can listen to damn near anything, but I get what you're saying. I don't know exactly what his topic was. I like the song. I do like it. I really don't know what he was talking about, though.
Yeah.
What you feel about it, Poppy?
I mean, I read the three. It wasn't bad, but at the same time, he went from one topic to another, and then it's like his words one matching up with how he started off. You know what I'm saying?
And then he had the, you heard him speaking. Was he speaking Japanese or something?
Yeah, it was like a Japanese Chinese
like
type.
Japanese, like that song? Spanish.
Yeah, it was some anime
song,
type.
That song, like, we goofing around.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. The weird thing is, I kind of liked it though. I don't.
It was funny.
Yeah, he was saying some crazy stuff and he was kind of all over the place and he was. Inichiwa, chong, chong, chong.
Yeah,
that song was crazy. But.
Yeah, Lit Lord Fresco, he got some bars, but it's just like, I don't know if he know how to rhyme with the motherfucker, so I'm going to have to give him a smooth 3 out of 10 because he was doing something, but he wasn't doing a lot of nothing.
His next song is Dre, Boogeyman.
like the little dark beat.
It's wicked, I was getting very wicked, nigga. Flow is sick, nigga. Trigger, I was getting very tricky, nigga. Shit is sticky, nigga. Hit the blicky, nigga. Wrist worth at least 50 pictures. Cut the Wi-Fi, all the light and fixtures. Say yes, let me flip the scriptures. Quicker, pull up this one for the sippers. Under the bed, something to consider. Shadow people, watch how they slither. But when that smoke, I'm usually the figure. The great nigga. Mold the rain, serial your killer. Spooky, iconic, a thriller. Not a slasher, boiling a drink. Shows I'm a driller, a real seal pillar. Yeah, yeah, boogeyman, yeah.
It gave me a little bit of Lil Uzi vibes. When he rapped though, it kind of turned into Kendrick Lamar kind of a little bit. I don't know. Like, I fuck with it. It's cool though. I fuck with it.
Serious, getting very eerie. Flow is ghoulish, niggas foolish. Bars ruthless, responding useless. My flow is stupid. If you point and shoot it, niggas talking, but boy, I just do it. Nike fight me, highly unlikely. All niggas do is bite me. Nothing excite me, nope, not okay. Slightly.
Keep this, y'all. Tell me you don't. It's like one of them songs that will randomly come on BET Uncut, but it's like low key. Like I could see like him doing some. Little low budget video to it, but it's like catchy. Like you'll remember this song. Not that it'll even, you know, Uncut didn't always have like nasty videos on there. It had like some just like kind of unknown artist type deal that they would play every now and then. It kind of remind me that, but it would stand out. Like I'd be the next day boogeyman, boogeyman, boogeyman type shit.
Yeah, it was cool.
Like yeah,
it was cool. I fuck it, like. Y'all give it a good six, strong seven.
I was gonna say 5, 6, but
yeah, it wasn't bad at all. I fuck with you, man. And I can tell you, one of the people who actually got bars. You know what I'm saying? Like you more rap.
He would do good on like I ain't gonna say like battle rap, but if he had to do like a competition type thing, as
what's that shit we watched with that Puerto Rican dude and the dude with the dreads, D smoking them in the band. I think Cardi B and
rap something.
Whatever it was.
Like something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll do good on some shit like
that. Yeah, snap. Like he'll be like the under, like they'll be like, oh, this nigga cold type shit. Low key, yeah.
Now I ain't played this song yet, but it's by a female, so it might be something more in your bag. Her name is Let Trish Be Trish. It's called I'm a Bag. No, I'm sorry. Let Trish Be Trish. The song is called I'm a Brag. Okay. I haven't heard it yet, by the way.
See me begging, got a brain. I'm a brag, take notes, this tuition free. I'm a brag. I'ma be the one to make a brick sad. Take a hint, you know I'm that bitch. See me begging, got a brain. I'm a brag, take notes, this tuition free. I'm a brag. I'ma be the one to make a brick sad. Take a hint, you know I'm that bitch. I'ma brag on these fuck ass niggas. I'ma brag on these fake ass bitches. Man, I'm tired, had to switch these figures. Okay. All I had
not
was
too fun of the chorus, but I like her rap voice.
Yeah.
Up and starve to the more. Be my seed. Possibilities is up to us all. Hate on me, feel this heat. Scratch you off and move on. Cut it out. You don't know me, hoes. See me doing lovely, shooting shots yet. Missing, see a bitch dripping now. Niggas coming triplets when they shoot, they aim for you. Play with the kid, I won't miss. I did what I came to do. I'm the truth. 96, baby, can't fuck with you. See me begging, got a brain. I'm a brag, take no stitches.
The chorus is cool to me, to be honest with you. It's cool.
You know I'm that bitch. See me begging, got a brain. I'm a brag, take notes, this tuition free. I'm a brag. I'm a
bitch. It's not what I was expecting because it's a female. I'm sorry to be biased, but I thought it was just like, you know what I'm saying? Some bragging, braggadocious, booty shaking type shit.
I treat it well, so you can't tell. Got it on my own, I've been alone, solo to death, the way it should be. Keep a smile to keep
it. I prefer her rapping the rap part of this.
See the drip, keep it still, gotta take a sip. Fill my cup with the realest bill.
What you choose to either be a lesson or a lose. See me pinging, got a brain, I'm a brag. Take notes, to tuition free. Yeah, and I'ma be the one to jump first. And if I hit, I'ma be the one to take a step forth. Feel my worth. See me banging, got a brain, I'ma brag. Take notes, to tuition free. I'ma brag. I'ma be the one to make a brick stack. Take a hint, you know I'm that bitch.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
You know what's gonna end up happening? My ass not too fun on the carrot, on the chorus, and my dumb ass to be just, oh my god.
Right. I think she should have had that more in the chorus, honestly, but yeah.
I like it though.
I'ma be the one to make a brick sad, take a hit, you know I'm that bitch.
Yeah, I would say she should have had the I'ma brag shit in the chorus more. Other than that, I fuck with it. She got a nice ass voice. It sounds like she rapping for a long ass time.
Yeah. I like her flow.
Yeah, I fuck
like
with it.
Tone, the sound.
The girl did well. 10 out of 10. The flow was strong and lyrics were well written. You could definitely tell that she put, you know, effort into writing her lyrics. And I would definitely listen to the song again.
So did y'all listen to the song by Let Trish Be Trish? It's called like I'm a Brag.
Yeah, I'm a Brag. I was finna say that was song next.
I'm just listen to that one. That one, it wasn't bad. It just for a woman, she did good. I like that. For a woman, she did good. She did her thing.
Okay.
You know, most out here, they're not as talented like that, but she wasn't scared. I could tell she put her heart into it.
Right.
I messed with that one.
And then she was talking about some motivational stuff too. It wasn't just all like shaking ass and
that's what I like. It was like it was different from like every other female song that you know that would like you know usually be produced.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like you know I kind of like that about that song.
You know what? That's what drew me to it. When I first turned it on, I'm like, oh damn, this is different. I thought it was gonna be some ass shaking shit, but it's not. And yeah, she's actually like, rapping for real, and she's saying some real stuff. So
yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I couldn't like see that something. I don't listen to many like women rappers, period, anyway, but I probably couldn't see myself turning it on. But if it came on the radio, oh, I let it rock for sure.
Yeah, I listen to it.
Hey, Latrice, she snapped on her song. I'ma then had to get her 8 out of 10 because the way she went crazy, it don't make sense, but she lived for real.
Okay, so this next song right here is YK Jr. Hurting Me. You can find this song on YouTube. I'm not sure if he on Spotify, Apple yet, but yeah.
Used to think that you wouldn't change, so now I'm feeling so strange. I'm not waiting anymore, my heart's in all kinds of pain. So tired of playing all these games, I'm feeling I'm going insane. I deserve more than this, and you keep on numbing me, Novocaine. So now I'm done waiting.
This ain't your type of music, I don't think at all.
I don't have not a vibe, a bop or nothing for this. It's a little too slow for me, and this is not a good slow song for me.
That pain run deep, it's just like a sword that keep cutting every time I sleep. I try to hide it, but it keep coming back. These memories, they hurting me and they don't never slack.
I feel like it's not a terrible song. It's like not for me. It's cool. Like I can see, like you said, the younger people type shit. They might fuck with this more than what I do.
Giving teenager Bobby vibes. Yeah, let's stay right.
Like, yeah, my kid, our kids. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You doing? They'd be like, oh, this could be like this type of music. Be like, well, how we felt about Drake and all those type of things. I guess all of this style of music that is relatable to them.
Well, I ain't feel this way about Drake music ever. Like, I felt like, well, I've been in a long relationship forever, so I kind of relate to Drake shit off rip, but yeah, I never felt this way about Drake shit.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, for the young folks, I could see them, this style of music and the way the whining and that it is, this form of R&B, this is for them.
Oh, content-wise, got you. Not style-wise, you saying content-wise when you said Drake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, because if, you know, I don't know how to say that.
No, you're right. That emotional shit that Drake, almost NBA Youngboy is too.
Yeah, that's for them. They'll love this. So I'm not saying it ain't good. It's just not a feeling for me.
Now I'm done waiting
My heart been cold for too long, I'm turning blue. I seen the fact on my loyalty bulletproof. That's why you left, it won't benefit him for you. I can feel it in my heart, that pain run deep. It's just like a sword that keep cutting every time I sleep. I try to hide it, but it keep coming back. The memory they...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, not really my type of music. Don't think it was a bad song. And I can see people rocking with that, too. Like you said, more younger generation, but not for me. I rate that maybe a 6 out of 10. What you think?
4.
4. Sheesh.
It's just it's not appealing for me. I'm sorry.
Shots fired.
Shots fired thing is just, you know, that ain't it for me. That's not...
No, I'm just talking shit.
That's too whiny for me, and it's already, it's like soft, whiny, than the noise of the auto-tune. It's just a bit much for me to get into.
You know what? When you say it like that, you add those three things to the combination, and auto-tune also brings more, it makes you sound more emotional. So you're putting a lot of emotion into one song. You're right. I feel you. And you know what? Right now, in my happy, jolly, and then you're more like fresh off of work, tired mood. That probably wasn't the best song to play right now. So, you know, I don't know. The song was decent. I'll give it a 5 or 6. You said what, a 4?
Yeah, I'm sticking with my 4, but once again, I do think it's appealing to the younger folks.
Right, so you can see younger folk rocking with it. Yeah. This is not your taste.
Mm-hmm. Going off my opinion, yeah, what I like.
Last artist I would not recommend. I'm not into that. That style of rap, like the auto-tune stuff, doesn't mean he's not talented.
Yeah. Okay, for sure. How y'all feel about that song?
I'll go first. I like this song. It's not bad. Already, it give me like more of a pain song, like a song that you'll play when you like going through it, or you need to break or something.
Right. That's kind of what Tamika was saying earlier, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, what I was getting out of it. I said 8 out of 10, too. And it's like a song, like, you know, maybe like after a breakup or like, you know, like going through something.
Right. Okay, I feel you. So that's something y'all could maybe listen to, but you got to be in a certain mood, though.
Yeah. I can listen to that in a certain mood.
Okay, I like that take.
Hey, YK Junior flow decent, bro. Really 10 for 10. He top tier.
Yeah, so when this episode was done, I had to come back to this episode. I'm sorry, I had to come back to this part of the episode and cover this song again because I actually went back and listened to it about 4 or 5 more times after my girl went to work. And it reminded me of how I met Jake and some of the conversations we had, right? So Jake has been through a lot. I'm not going into detail or anything, but if you actually listen to the words of the song, you might feel it a little bit differently. You know, like I said, not going to get into his business, but like, yeah, I felt this a lot different, Jake, when I went back and listened to it after remembering some of the conversation we had. So shout out to you, man.
The song is called Decipher. Jake Vance, the song is called Decipher. Jake Vance, Decipher.
He said everybody on Apple.
Yeah.
Mostly whoever I played so far is all on Apple for the most part. Their last girl, her song was on YouTube.
Just cause your blood doesn't make you family. So-called family, the ones that taking stabs at me. I don't need them in my life, get them out of here. They don't listen to what I say, so let me make myself clear. Hey, I don't fuck around, I ain't
that boy on could it be. Hey, baby, Juicy got you. Go on here, hop on Juicy Instagram. You're gonna be on the Coulda Been house. I see this for you.
Coulda Been record.
It's giving Coulda Been. Yeah, 50 Tyson, you got some competition, but anyway, it could have been. Better watch your tone with me. I'll leave your ass in the dirt. Oh, he dying for could have been too. that nigga Adolfo could have been Juicy. Shout out to Juicy, but I'm gonna get you. This is my artist, Juicy. I'm coming to the, you know what I'm saying? Get us that 360 deal. Fuck them hard.
Hell no. Don't
like what you see, then get the fuck out. For years, I don't take advice.
Remember what I was saying about the sound quality?
Understand the risk and take the sacrifice. What the fuck you gonna do? Honestly, I could care less to tell you the truth. All I know is I'm making moves. Said to me and you'll lose. That's something I ain't gotta prove. Yeah, I don't care if you like it. It's my song.
Oh, fucking day, man. Yeah. Shout out to my mans right here. I'm going to get you tuned in to Juicy. I definitely see you in the Could Have Been house. You know what I'm saying? You might have to fight Crip Mac or whatever, but baby, you got it.
Hell no.
Shout out to him. Love that.
All right, man. So I guess I get my thoughts on the Jake Vance. I fuck with Jake in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like on social media and shit. Never heard his music. I didn't know he made music.
I'm sorry.
We have like two artists here that said they like do it for a hobby. I don't think Jake was one of them, honestly. But yeah, I don't know. That's not my type of music. But like Tech N9ne or like people who fuck with people like that, they probably have fucked with it though.
Oh, you putting them up there on their level? I know who the fuck Tech N9ne is, but
I ain't saying he is good as Tech N9ne.
I didn't see that from whoa. Some people gonna fight you. But what I'm saying is, all like could have been is real. You see what I'm saying? Like Birdman, they got to go through their legal fees. That's why Birdman snatched his chain. So it could have been is real. I'm gonna get you out there, bro. Yeah, cause I'm somebody managers anyway. I manage shit, so for real, I'm gonna get you out there, bro. Cypher.
Hey, that song Jake made, man, that shit wasn't it. I'm gonna have to get that motherfucker 1 out of 10 just because.
Overall, as far as the talent you heard, how you feel about the music?
Oh, it's cool, my man. I could see myself listening to a couple of these. So I take a lot of road trips. I drive. So a couple of these I can see like on my Pandora playlist or something like that if I come across it. I fuck with it. Love that for y'all. Shout out to Minnesota, Minneapolis. Be great, friends.
Alright, well look, I appreciate y'all tapping in, giving y'all input for the episode. I'ma sit back, edit this right now, and when I drop it, I'ma send y'all the link. If y'all want y'all friends to hear y'all on the podcast or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can share it with y'all friends, you know, so it's going right out there. But alright, I love y'all. I'm gonna talk to y'all a little bit. All right, y'all. Well, all right, man. That's what we got for tonight. I hope y'all liked the episode, and I appreciate people sending the music. Hey, if you will, send me more music. I'll definitely do a part two, and I'm going to add more people to this episode, so it might drop a day or two late. But once again, it's your homeboy, Cuffed.
And your girl, Mika.
Thanks for catching these waves.
You don't have to get your real friend.
Story time, story time, story time.
I remember I was young, like maybe 9th grade, and me and whoever it was, we went to the little McDonald's on Broadway and shit. That's like in the hood, North Minneapolis, for those who don't know. So it was this white guy at the table sitting alone, and he had a small fry, a burger, and a drink. Before every single French fry, he would look at it and say, "I don't want to eat you. I really don't. I'm sorry, but I have to survive." They'll eat the fry. Tear that motherfucker up. Next fry. "I promise. It's nothing personal. I just have to survive." Everybody, the burger, all of that shit. I sat there and watched this man eat his whole meal, confused as shit at 14 years old, man.
Story time, story time, story time.
Yeah, now today's story is kind of funny, right? So years ago, over 10 years ago, I used to have this lady come to my crib. And it was funny as hell because all she wanted to do was suck my dick. Yeah, I'm getting straight to the shit. Like, she was tall. She was like 6'3" or some shit. You know what I mean? Goofy as hell looking. Looked like fucking Daffy the Duck or some shit. Like, she was not appealing at all. No cap, right? But anyway. Yeah, I don't know. She thought I was cute. I ended up on some goofy shit. Gave her my number. Long story short, all she really wanted to do was come to the crib like twice a week and just suck my dick. I'm like, bet.
Now, one day it got interesting. And she used to get ass. She want me ass naked. She want herself ass naked. She didn't want no clothes with neither one of us. Like, none of that, right? Now, one day it got interesting because I reached my hand down to rub her pussy, and that motherfucker was crazy. So I'm like, yo, you gotta let me get a little, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta let me get a little sample of that thing or something. But, you know, she came through plenty of times after that, and even that time there, she would not let me hit, you know what I mean? So I never got the hit, but she always came through like twice a week, gave me some of the best hit ever. And the way the relationship ended, you know what I'm saying, we wasn't dating, but we was in contact for a while, and the way it ended was one day she tried to eat my ass and she tried to stick a finger in my ass. And that's the end of that story.
First of all, man, Travis Scott is a terrible
person. It was
like
a gift or something, like it was just playing back and forth, like just kept going, like you can't even, like.
The Louisiana teacher that admitted to feeding her students cupcakes that contain her husband's sperm.
And where's the Dave Chappelle?
The mixed reaction, because I thought it was funny. I was like, wait, is Pat Bear really crying right now? No, Cat really kissing his girl?
Does it make you, like, harder to listen to his music? Is it like you view it differently? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't use the word hard, y'all.
Holy shit, bro. Fuck.